This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For a little bit of
well, you must be a girl with shoes like that.
UND hockey. It's the North Dakota hockey weekend, Bemidji State. Tonight, home and home. Tomorrow night at Ingolstadt Arena. Jody Hodgson, the general manager of the Ingolstadt Arena, joins us now to talk a little bit about that big, beautiful, wonderful hockey arena we call Ralph Ingolstadt Arena. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Kind of excited for the weekend. It's fun to have Thanksgiving weekend hockey. How about you?
Yeah, you know what? It should be a great weekend of hockey, right? We always we seem to get Bemidji's best for sure. So they'll I'm sure there are going to be a couple of spirited games here Friday and Saturday night this weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. What did I just see about tickets being available? It must be when the students are gone for spring break. You got a series coming up where you have tickets available?
Yeah, you know what? We're running a Black Friday sale right now. Just started at 10 a.m., and it goes from 10 to 6 today, and it's available in person here at our box office or online. We're selling tickets in the Upper Bowl for our remaining ticket inventory. Students are gone here this weekend, then they're gone at Christmas time. So for four games, for our Bemidji game, our game against the U.S. under 18 team, and then our two games with Lindenwood during the holidays. $15 for adults and $10 for youth in the Upper Bowl. So we're trying to move some of the student inventory that they normally use when they're not here. So great opportunity for people to get some tickets at deeply discounted prices for
yeah.
holiday games.
Black Friday special. I love that going on today. $15 a ticket?
$15 for an adult and $10 for a youth.
That is a sweet deal, that's for sure. And, of course, a lot of people just assume I can't get a ticket for North Dakota hockey,
right.
You know, they just bake that in the cake because it is a challenge to get a ticket. But boy, there's some games where you can get a ticket and at a great price. So,
there sure is for those four games that are included in this promotion. There's about 1,600 student tickets that won't be used, right? Because the students are out of town and gone on break. So we're going to try and get some other people who don't normally get a chance to get to a game to experience a UND hockey game.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And for folks that come to Ingolstadt Arena this year, what's new? What's the latest and greatest? What are they going to experience?
You know what? Hopefully what they experience is a great fan experience. When you talk about some of the things we're doing with our video boards and player promotions and in-game promotions, hopefully they're seeing that stuff. We're always running out some new concessions items. And if somebody hasn't been here this year, we've had a change from prior Miller Coors family of products to the Anheuser-Busch family of products at games this year. So that's been a bit of a change, and just lots of little things we're always trying to do to keep it new and fresh.
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned the video boards. They're bigger than life.
Yeah, they're certainly pretty good. I was chuckling one of the comments I heard from our fans in Las Vegas for our game down there. They said, you know what, great building, great city, but geez, their video board sure isn't as nice as ours at home.
Yeah, tell me you don't love hearing that, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Speaking of Vegas, how was this year's Hall of Fame game?
You know what? It was really good. It was a great weekend. Obviously, I think everybody involved wanted to, or was hoping there'd be a little different outcome at the end of that game on Saturday night. But we always say in the sports world, that's the one part that's tough to control, right? Is ultimately the outcome of that game. So I think, that may have been the only blemish on what otherwise I hope was a really good North Dakota weekend for a lot of people. It was sure neat for me to see the reunions and the groups that got back together and the families that met there and all of those things. It was pretty neat to see the UND logo on the large marquees on the strip and to see green and white everywhere in town. It was great representation by our fans and something really neat to be part of.
Boy, no kidding. And how about this, the sea of green? Phenomenal amount of fans there.
It's incredible. You know, it, people have commented about some of the destination games and kind of what they've become, and the comment I always make is they don't work if people don't go. Like, I don't care where you go or what happens. It doesn't work if people don't attend, and our fan base is just unmatched. It's incredible to me, and we're blessed and grateful to enjoy the support of this fan base because it's not normal. It's a unique thing. It's a different thing. And it allows our student-athletes to experience a lot of things that, quote-unquote, normal student-athletes don't get to do. So it's something really special and something that's a lot of fun to be part of.
Now, there's a pause in the Hall of Fame games. Why is that?
You know what? There's going to be we're going to hit pause a little bit in terms of the frequency with which those games have occurred. You know, we were seeking to do them on an every other year, and with COVID, we had to go back-to-back with Nashville and Las Vegas in two consecutive years. And we do think there's a point at which you could do them too often or you could burn people out a little bit. Admittedly, I think we look at kind of what happened with outdoor games in the game of hockey where everybody went hard on those for a few years and kind of burned people out and they lost their luster a little bit. We think there's an opportunity here to prime the pump a little bit, give people a little bit of a break, especially when you consider that we're going to have regionals in Fargo in two of the next three seasons. There's a Frozen Four in Tampa and a Frozen Four in St. Paul in the next 2 years. And there's a lot of events that we hope to participate in that we know our fans will want to attend if we are involved. So that's certainly part of it for us is trying to balance out the investment it takes from people to attend these games and give them a little bit of space. But admittedly, the other thing is we also want to benefit our local community and we want to benefit our state and we want to generate some economic impact here in Grand Forks. So the next 2 years, we're going to play the icebreaker next year and then we're going to do the Hall of Fame game in the fall of 2024. And we're going to do those both in Grand Forks and try and build special weekends here at home to try and create unique events, but also feeling like a little bit of that should happen in our home community when we can do it to try and help the community that supports us here.
And, you know, you are right to point out that that can, you're asking a lot of the fans, aren't you, to travel like that?
Yeah, you know what, like, I think everybody knows that when, like, Las Vegas, it's an expensive trip now, right? Like, the days of cheap food and cheap drinks in Las Vegas are gone, and it was it's an expensive weekend, and we're fully aware of that, and we know that our fans are paying for season tickets, and they're doing lots of things, and we know they want to go to NCAA regionals. We know they want to go to the Frozen Face-Off in St. Paul when they can, and if we're lucky enough to advance out of a regional, we know they want to go to Frozen Fours. So I think there is a bit of a limit to what you can realistically expect out of a fan base, and I think that like we're going to take a little pause on the destination games. We absolutely want to continue them and do them in the future, but I think we'd be smart to chill out for a little bit and then make plans, give people notice of when the next one will be so they have time to prepare for it financially and go from there.
You just announced an icebreaker tournament. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're going to co-host the 2023 icebreaker with Bemidji State. So the icebreaker previously was an event that was all held in one location where you have four teams that participate. So obviously if it was held in a single location, the home team would have two big games and the other two games were usually pretty lightly attended because of the fact there was no home team participating. So So College Hockey Inc. and the Hockey Commissioners Association made the decision to try and create a model where there were co-hosts so that each game would be significant in terms of attendance and in terms of the student-athlete experience. So we partnered up with our friends in Bemidji. So North Dakota and Bemidji are going to co-host the 2023 event. The other participants will be Army West Point and the Wisconsin Badgers. So there'll be two games in Bemidji, one game Friday night, one game Saturday night, and two games in Grand Forks, one game Friday night, one game Saturday night. Those two teams, Wisconsin and West Point, will pass each other on the highway between Bemidji and Grand Forks Friday night after the first game, with each of them playing in Bemidji and Grand Forks. So I think it'll make for full buildings, big games each night. We're really excited about it.
That sounds fantastic. Always great things going on at Engelstad Arena. Happy Thanksgiving, Jody. Thanks for the update.
You too. Thanks, Eno.
16 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Short break. Come back with more. Bottom of the hour, we're going to tell you a little bit about long-term care issues in North Dakota. And we're still looking for your contributions on who is this year's turkey for you. Text them, 237-1590.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On What's on Your Mind, brought to you on this Friday after Thanksgiving by Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share your values. Patriot Mobile not only shares them, they actually do something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every sale to organizations that fight for causes you care about. So switch to Patriot Mobile now and get free activation with code FLIGHTFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. And by the way, they're on all the same towers as all of the other major carriers. So you get the same service as well. Tim's waiting to weigh in here. Tim, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing better than I deserve.
There you go. Glad to hear it.
Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Republican Party and what I think is probably the most important thing for them, and that would be unity. I mean, the scripture I read says, when two agree on anything on earth, it shall be done, and it also talks about how they were very united when they were building the Tower of Babel, and God looked down and saw that, oh boy, that's pretty powerful, and decided to confuse their language. And I just, it seems like whenever there's a Republican candidate that announces their candidacy, there's 40 Republicans running to the microphone to tell them how they're not going to support them. And I really hope that whoever the leadership in the party is that they really start asking for people to get on board and be united in that. I mean, we need to defeat these Democrats. They're going to destroy this country. And we need to be united in that.
Help me understand your thought process related to Republican candidates announcing and then people running to the microphones. I certainly see it about Trump. And I get totally right. What you're saying there. Are you seeing it with others as well?
Well, I mean, you take a look at some of the callers that you've had today. I mean, how many people like McConnell?
Oh, I see.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just there's such division in our own party, it seems like, that I mean, we need someone that's going to lead and say, come on, this is the direction we need to go. Get behind me. Let's go. Instead of, well, I don't agree with that, and I don't agree with this, and I don't want to do that. And I you know, it's like Murkowski. I mean, how I mean, she's a Republican, and I'm Houdini. I just don't like it. And we need to unite. We need to get everybody on board. We can't afford to give up one vote.
Yeah, you know, I think about McConnell a little bit. And there is a vitriol towards McConnell. There certainly is.
Yeah.
And it usually comes back to people that he has supported or not supported in various races. But if you think of... if you think of the Supreme Court justices we have, pretty extraordinary, and you got to give Mitch McConnell that. I mean, we have an incredible blessing in our Supreme Court now. We really do.
Right.
And Mitch McConnell
agreed.
Deserves credit for that. You know, and people forget that. I also think, this isn't exactly something you're going to hear on CNN, but Mitch McConnell. Is a tactician in a way that Chuck Schumer is left in the dust. I mean, Mitch McConnell eats Chuck Schumer for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Tactically, you know what I mean? When they're, can I get my vote? Can I not? And the Supreme Court justices were a prime example of that. So I think there are, to your point, you know, there are occasions where you say, don't agree with everything, but let's unite and win. I hear what you're saying. I do.
Right, and it's like rally up the troops and let's get going. It's like, I mean, we're all going in this direction, and it seems like, I mean, everybody seems to want to go in their own independent direction. And it just, I mean, you see them on the mainstream media as the so-called Republicans that want want to get out there and speak poorly of where the Republican agenda is and the things that we might represent. And it just seems like it's going to be real important for whoever it is, whoever the nominee is, and to say, I mean, guys, we got to go in the same direction. We got to unite. And McConnell and McCarthy, who unfortunately will probably be leaders, need to get behind that and go. But they seem to want to fight against it more than get in line with it.
Yeah, it's the old circular firing squad of the GOP.
Yeah.
Too often peddled.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate your call.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for what you do.
You bet. Take care. Bye. Appreciate it. Joe Biden yesterday got asked at the fire hall if you know, he might need to actually get that physical and tell us if he's fit to be president. Listen.
When will you get your annual physical, Mr. President?
What do you think I need it?
You just had a birthday.
I've gotten my sure. I will get it. Part of my physical is already done, and I'll be getting it before the end of the year.
I don't totally understand what he's saying there, but of course he's fit. Listen to this. I mean, he's very fit.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in the idea.
What was that word?
Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is
coherent.
Let me say it another way. But the nature, not a solid meeting they make a very good point. Here's the deal. Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers.
We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-K.
Long pause. And it ends. Have you heard enough? Go back to, why would a reporter ask this question?
When will you get your annual physical, Mr. President?
Yeah, I think you need it, sir. You think I need it? That's what he says next. Yeah.
What do you think I need?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you need it a long time ago, Scott.
You're right. Yeah, might just be time. Might just be time. Yikes! I get to a few of your texts too when we come back. 2371590. Nominate your turkey today.
Who? From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk on Thursday made a strong appeal to Iranian authorities to stop their unnecessary and disproportionate use of force against protesters in Iran.
Persistent impunity for human rights violations remains one of the major challenges in Iran, further fueling discontent and distrust.
The Iranian ambassador responds
that the Human Rights Council is abused once again by some arrogant states.
A storm tracking through the southern United States will pack heavy rain that will make post-Thanksgiving travel difficult and could trigger urban flooding in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans. The same storm will also deliver many months' worth of snow to parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Tesla is recalling about 80,000 cars in China because of software and seatbelt issues. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Friday at MyPillow today, too. They got some great deals going today. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, you'll save even more. And there's 3-inch mattress toppers for as low as $139.99. There is 4-pack specials on pillows. There's roll and go anywhere pillows. There's dream sheet sets, the Giza dream sheets. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheet Set, $29.98. Great deal. $90 off on the slippers. For men, for women, moccasins. Great deals. Do you know they have scarves at MyPillow? Of course they do. $24.99. Body pillow as low as $39.99. A lot of great deals today. Down comforter with a free duvet. A Black Friday special. 6-piece towel set, $29.99. You get the idea. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott. Black Friday specials are today. Couple of texts that have come in here since our break ended. Let's see, you started. Scott, I've listened to talk radio since the 80s. I tend to dislike morning shows, but yours is great. Aren't you kind? By the way, Biden is a little clucking chicken. The lapdog Democrat media are the turkeys. The media are the turkeys. All right, we've been asking, who should be the turkeys today? Bring that on. All right. Back on What's on Your Mind, our next guest, Shelley Peterson, president of the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association. It's been a while since we talked to Shelley, and there are things that are happening in long-term care facilities that are... I guess a product of the COVID area that have not ended. Much of society is not dealing with these things that they're still dealing with in long-term care facilities. So something that needs a little bit of attention. Shelley, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Yes, glad to have you as well. So masks have been worn in long-term care facilities. Since nothing has changed since COVID, since the whole COVID era, is that right?
Not much has changed at all. We're still almost in full precautions. And mask wearing is because of how the rules state still continues to go on for the most part. And we're frustrated with it because we don't have COVID in some of our buildings, many of our buildings, and they're still required to mask.
Yeah, just think about that. If that was the case at, the supermarket, that people would be up in arms over that to say, what's going on? Why is it still going on? Whose decision is that?
At this point, it's the federal government. It's the CDC and CMS, our federal regulators and, the entity that governs health care precautions in this nation. COVID has changed a lot in the last 2.5 years, 3 years almost now. But the restrictions for long-term care have not. And we're at such a different place. It's like we're in the Stone Ages now with dealing with COVID when so much has changed. And one of those is mask wearing. Mask wearing continues, and we think that's one of our main reasons in not having more staff apply for long-term care. But we're successfully treating COVID. We have very few cases. We have very few that are sick from it and very few that die because of the vaccine. It literally has saved, and the boosters saved lives. But the testing matrix, do you have a couple minutes where I can just explain how it works?
Sure.
When you listen to the factors, the primary determinants of mask wearing is based on a flawed, out-of-date system, and they determine it based on high transmission rates. How much COVID do you have in your community? Which on the surface sounds good because if you have a lot of number of people with COVID, it's time that, we wear a mask. So let's look at what happened in 2020, 2 years ago. Our worst period was November 13th, 2020. During that time, North Dakota was testing symptomatic and non-symptomatic people in mass testing events. And we were testing at that time over 10,000 people a week. And the positivity rate back then, which was really considered pretty bad, was 15%, 20%. So 15% if you have 10,000 cases would be 1,500 people had COVID. So think about that. 1,500 people in the state had COVID, 15% positivity rate. Everybody was testing. Then let's move to November of 2022, where we are today. Right now, who's testing? Generally, the public is not testing. We don't have mass testing events at all. People are testing at home. They're not reporting those results. People that are going to the clinic are the only ones generally that are sick, have symptoms, and so they're testing positive. So in North Dakota right now, let's say if we had 1,000 tests going on, 10%, 15% positivity rate would be 100 cases to 150 cases versus our 1,500 cases 2 years ago. But still, it's based on percentage. And since so few people are testing and only those that are sick are testing, our positivity rate is still coming up 15 and 20%. So that's considered high transmission, 15 to 20%. So it's a flawed system when you base it upon a percentage. And so based on that percentage now, almost all counties in North Dakota are considered high transmission because our very few people are testing and those that are testing positive. So you're getting that positive positivity rate. But now we only have at 10%, maybe 10 people testing positive because only 100 were tested that week compared to 2 years ago when we had 1,500 people. So that the flawed system is that it's a percentage, and the percentage is distorting the raw numbers. We could see that generally a high transmission rate should be based on the number of hospitalizations, or really the number of people in your community that have COVID. So it's just, it's a flawed system, and so we're continuing to see high transmission rates when the raw numbers are very low, almost non-existent out there.
I have a hard time hearing what you're saying, Shelley, without saying that this is like discrimination against people that are in long-term care facilities.
Well, and it really is. I mean, it's just the system is flawed. They haven't updated it since the beginning of how they started tracking COVID. And at the beginning, You know, when you based it on a percentage, that worked because our whole numbers and who was testing was everybody. Right now, very few people are going to public testing sites or clinics because they're testing at home. So it's incomplete data that no longer is appropriate for how we're determining high transmission. I mean, that whole system needs to be revamped. And really, based on, you know, the indicators of when are we in trouble, when we have high hospitalization rates and we can't take care of people that are really sick, and or our death rates, and we have minimal deaths now. And so it's just, we're never going to get out of mask wearing in long-term care until they change the whole system on how they determine high transmission. It desperately needs to change because it's inaccurate.
And that change needs to come at the federal level. This is a federal government problem.
At the federal level. It's a federal issue. It's CDC. And we did a letter writing campaign in North Dakota this summer, and we generated 1,074 letters from residents, from families, from facilities, from staff, from the public, asking the CDC to make some changes, and this was one of them. They haven't changed this specific issue yet. They changed some other things, which, thank goodness, they're starting to take note, it seems. But the primary one that determines mask wearing has not changed, and that map needs to be thrown out. The way they determine the transmission rates, they just need some different updated factors based on what we know today.
And what
we know how to take. Go ahead.
I was just.
And what
say,
we think would be a. Yeah.
Go ahead, Shelley.
Go ahead. What we think needs to really be the factors in determining should we have mask wearing is, number one, do you have COVID in your building? Do you have any residents or staff with COVID? You know, staff go home. They're not working. But so do we have any residents, anyone in the building with COVID where everyone needs to wear a mask? If you don't have COVID, why should we be required to wear a mask? And that's what we're required to do right now is if you're in a high transmission rate because there were, you know, 10% of your cases were positive, which, you know, with only maybe 20 people in the county testing, it's very easy to get that. That's just a couple cases. So we just need to change that whole matrix on testing because it's flawed and ineffective. So number one, base it on, does anyone have COVID? Number two, base it on your hospital, your hospitalizations. If we're nearing capacity out there, then yes, we as a state need to do something different. We in long-term care do. But we're not seeing those COVID cases in North Dakota in the hospital anymore. You know, ever since we got the vaccine and the booster, it has made a tremendous difference. We don't have the death, we don't have the illness, and we know how to take care of this virus. We think we've become the best masters at it. And so kind of we feel like we're punishing staff by making them continue to wear masks when no one else in the public is, and especially when we don't even have it in the building. It doesn't make sense.
No, and you make it.
And you know, from the residents' perspective, they want to see their caregiver's face. They really do. And half of our residents have dementia, so we still continue to have issues with, you know, some being paranoid. Why are you wearing a mask? Is there something wrong with me? Am I, you know, just that whole thing. It's just it's not conducive to caregiving.
Fascinating conversation, and one that just is frustrating as well, because it's so obvious that this needs to change, and getting the federal government to change anything is not easy, but glad you're on the job, and appreciate very much sharing the experience with us today.
Well, thank you, and we're starting another campaign. This is going to be a second campaign. We hope to generate another 1,000 letters, so if the public wants to get involved, please join us.
Great idea. Absolutely. Great idea. Thank you so much for the time today. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Bet. All right, last chance to get in a contribution on who you think should be the turkey of this Thanksgiving. Who's a turkey? Let us know. Last chance to weigh in on that when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
keep creating great jobs, and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-ride services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Here's what you find today. Free coffee and cappuccino. Yep. Every Friday in November, any size. Is that a deal or what? PetroServe USA. Personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread is $5.99. And they have some home cooking today in Glendon, beef tips. Lasagna, MP Avenue, as well. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Last chance to text in your turkey contribution. Who do you think should be the turkey of this Thanksgiving? 237-1590. Text us. 237-1590. Somebody has texted in a note here. explaining something for a caller earlier that said Republicans should just stick together and not have all this infighting and get stuff done. That'd be the way to do it. And the listener sends this note, on the Democratic side of the aisle, everyone sticks together on every vote. That is because in the Democratic Party, you will find almost all the followers, all our followers, rather, not leaders. They're basically told how to vote on every topic by their leadership. Democrats are basically group thinkers with extraordinarily little inclination towards individual thought. They always put the party first above the party or our country. They always put the party first above the people or our country. Power alone is what they thirst for, whether it does anything to improve the lives of Americans or not. Now to the Republican side. You ready? Republicans, on the other hand, says this listener, are free thinkers who value individual thought and liberty. They know innovation and freedom are not gained through groupthink. Republicans tend to vote according to their own conscience and sense of what is best for their constituents and our nation. They're not easily led in order to just gain more power. They are more interested in serving than in being served. For these reasons, it is much more difficult for leadership in the Republican Party to keep the sheep in line than it is the Democratic Party. Republicans know that there is really no such thing as group liberty or group rights. Only when the rights and liberty of the individual are recognized and valued can there be true freedom or liberty. Democrats believe in the power of mob rule. Very interesting take. Heard variations of that over the years. To answer the question, why do Republicans not stick together? Listener says, Scott, could you get the Essentia officials on the air and ask why Sanford had been mask-free with no outbreaks, yet Essentia still is bucking the system? We'll add that to the list. I am flabbergasted in talking to Shelley Peterson, president of the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association, flabbergasted to learn that these residents in long-term care facilities are still victims of the federal government and having to have masks. And as she said, half the patients are dementia patients. They're wondering, hey, why? Why do you have a mask on? Am I sick? Not to mention patients and caregivers like to see each other, see their face, see their smiles. And the numbers do not bear this out. This is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, I get it. You can put together a long list of crazy things from the federal government, but this is right up there. Listener says, Essentia is still requiring masks. Try doing physical therapy wearing a mask. They have never worked. Yet we still keep pushing them as if they do. Look at the RSV outbreak. They're blaming the mask for kids breathing that stuff in over and over. Or hurting people through false fear. Well, these are valid points. They are. One other Black Friday special to throw out here before I leave. Dan and Shay are coming to the Red River Valley Fair, and they have a Black Friday special that is good this weekend only. $29 seats. $29 seats for the Red River Valley Fair, Dan and Shay. And you got to use the promo code Black Friday when you go to the discount page and follow the link to get those tickets. Thought you'd want to know about that. And before we let you go, we have a pair of tickets for tomorrow's University of North Dakota hockey tournament. Hockey team. Hockey game, what I'm trying to say, with the Bemidji State. So if you call us right now, 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. We'll take caller number 2. How about that? We'll go with 2. 271-1100. We'll win a pair of tickets for tomorrow night's hockey game. You'll love it. Great weekend event. God bless. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.